40, chapter 28, verse to 31 verse, and it read as follows. Have thou not known, have thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, faint not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increase strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that mount up with wings as eagle, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Just a little review of what I said last Sunday. We can wait upon the Lord in confidence and knowing that our hope will not be cut off. The more that we wait upon the Lord, the stronger our hope and the deeper our strength becomes. When we wait upon the Lord in his presence, our heavy burdens and cares are laid at his feet. We find answers to circumstances that once seemed impossible. We trade our weakness for God's strength and our uncertainties for his assurance. In waiting upon the Lord, we discuss also waiting upon the Lord required that we give God the benefit of the doubt that he knows what he is doing. Also, being waiting upon the Lord, he is the real issue of life, not we ourselves. We are not just waiting around, but we are waiting on God. Therefore, we can trust his wisdom and his timing, so we can wait in confidence. We also said waiting upon the Lord is the belief that God who saves us hears our cry. Waiting upon the Lord, we said that watching with expectation, but be prepared for the unexpected answers. Waiting upon the Lord, putting your hope in his word. We said waiting upon the Lord is trusting in the Lord, not in our own understanding. Waiting upon the Lord is resisting fretting, refraining from anger, being still, and choose patience. Also, waiting upon the Lord gives be strong and take courage. We also see that waiting upon the Lord, it gives opportunity to experience God's goodness. Waiting upon the Lord is the way we don't go our own way, instead waiting for God's promise. Waiting upon the Lord is continue steadfast in prayer, being watchful and thankful. Also, waiting upon the Lord is to remember the blessing is yet to come. So we see, saints of God, so as we wait upon the Lord, today's question is, what does it mean to wait upon the Lord? To wait upon the Lord, saints of God, is to increase our strength. Sometimes we may struggle to remember that it is good to wait upon the Lord. There's a hidden benefit in waiting. In time of waiting, our soul is revived and our spirit is renewed. We see waiting upon the Lord be a patient in our life. Patient waiting for small things lead to having patience in the bigger things to come. Patiently make quick decisions often mean making wrong decisions. When God is planning a different approach of outcome, our problem is our perspective is usually wrong. when we're not waiting upon him. We tend to think the bigger things of life are things that we can see, feel, taste, touch, or hear. While God thinks influence and changes people and more important. So that is God, waiting upon God. God give us a change of heart to believe and going out there, having faith, going out there, witness to others. We must wait until we are certain that God has spoken to us. We see that patience is a viewpoint that we must have. So in order to have patience, we must renew our faith and our hope. When you feel the first resistance of waiting upon the Lord, it's called we get that impatient of waiting upon the Lord, let us remember to go Godward. Not ourselves, but Godward. Recalibrating the focus of our faith, move the weight of our trust off ourselves, where it's keep gravitating back to us, but be constantly refocusing on God. Whether it's simple spare time or seem eternally endless days, we need to wait upon the Lord. Because waiting is no waste in God's economic system. It is the delay and the pause, and it become aware of lack of patience that he works to save us from self. Realign and revitalizing our faith and hope in him. Patience come with faith. Faith for the moment and hope toward the future. Faith feed hope. And when we hope for what we do not see, we wait with patience. Also, to cultivate that patience, we must pray and give thanks. So let's wait promptly. So waiting promptly while you pray, the summer to being patient is tribulation. It's following with the reminder to be constant in prayer. A healthy life of prayer does not mean staying hours upon hours upon hours each day in the closet, but eyes to see the opportunity and the heart to seize upon the unexpected moment and season of waiting upon God. So in other words, saints, you don't have to just continue just be in the closet praying. Shut up from the world, praying. As you go through your everyday life, everyday activities, you can just pray, simple prayer. Lord, here I am. Use me. Lord, I'm waiting upon your direction. I'm waiting for you, Lord. So just pray. You ain't just got to be a constant drawn out prayer. In other words, thanks to God. Also, we see waiting upon the Lord increases our strength. Sometimes we may struggle to remember that it is good to wait upon the Lord. There's a hidden benefit in waiting upon, is waiting. In time of waiting, our soul is revealed and our spirit is renewed. Yes. Waiting reveals our true motive, saints of God. When you have to wait on something, it brings out the best in you and it can bring out the worst in you. Yes. People who don't have good motives won't wait long because they are not interested in the commitment it takes to see something through. They are only interested in short-term gains and or success. But if we wait upon the Lord, no matter how long it takes, we will have the victory. Amen. So we see, saints of God, it's not what we think should go on, or is our time is wasted, but waiting upon the Lord has its purpose. Waiting upon the Lord, it teaches us to be submissive to his will. Mark 14 and 36, and it says, Our Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou will. So the Father did not even answer our Lord's request for immediate removal of his problem. Our Lord bowed to the will of the Father. So that teaches us, thanks to God, that we too have to wait upon the Lord. Amen. If our Lord went through it with the Father, Heavenly Father, what make us think that we don't have to wait? We have to wait upon the Lord. Also, waiting upon the Lord is a cleansing agent for the children of God. In Psalms 26, verse 2, it says, Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. So you see, problems bring about our self-examination, and our self-examination bring about confession and forsaking. So waiting upon the Lord, it cleanses us. He'll bring that patience, that we're preserving, and that endurance that we need. Because we are a child of God. Amen. Also, we see waiting upon the Lord, it's produced a sincere prayer life. Philippians 4 and 6 said, Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So often, our prayer life become a formality because life is good and we can need nothing. Proverbs drive us to our knees as we seek God. So in other words, thanks God, when things is going good, you got a pocket full of money, you got food on your table, you got lights on, you got shelter over your head, you got a car to drive, you got work to go to, you know, everything is good. We ain't got to wait on God. We've been doing our own thing. But even in that circumstances, we still need to wait on God. Because you might have a pocket full of money, but waiting on God, he will give you the overflow. The overflow to help someone else. Although you might have food on your table, he will give you the overflow to share with the home. Even though that you might have that job, it will still give you the encouragement to inspire someone else, saying, I can do this too. I can go out there, even if it ain't nothing but McDonald's. But I can do it too. But speaking into someone else's life, it's help us to cleanse ourselves. Waiting upon the Lord, it teaches us to trust in the Lord with all our heart. As I said last week, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into your own understanding. See, sometimes we think we got this. Lord, I don't need you right now. I got this. I can take care of this. But to when the problem really get too big or we ain't messed up and everything, that's when we start begging and asking, Lord, please. Please, Lord, please help me. Help me. But instead of waiting on the Lord, we do things in our own understanding. Often our prayer life become familiar with that, you know, and doing that. When we do not understand and our problems seem to get the best of us, we need to remember that God is in control. Paul said, For I have learned God provided become a reality in our life. So we too should learn that God provide come a reality in our life. It's not us, thanks to God. It is God. Like I said this morning, because he is a good father. He will provide. We also see waiting upon the Lord teaches us to trust the Lord with all our heart. Also in Proverbs 3 and 5, it said, Trust in the Lord with all thy heart lean not unto your own understanding. So we see when we trust in God, it teaches us when we trust not in our own understanding, but lean on the Lord, it teaches us to trust him in all things. Not just something, but all things. Yes. Waiting upon the Lord, it teaches us to rest in him. How many need rest? Not just physical rest, but we need spiritual rest. We can get the physical rest, but we don't have spiritual rest. What have we accomplished? We need spiritual rest, thanks to God. Psalms 31:7 said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways, because of the man who bringeth his wicked device to pass. So in other words, the Lord loves us and cares for us. He will always do right in our life. No matter how we do wrong, the Lord is there to do right. No matter if he tells us to go right and we go left, he is still there to do right. Yes, sometimes sin must run in its course, but God still controls everything in this universe and can be trusted, thanks to God. No matter what's going on or what it may seem like, you know, Medicaid or Social Security, whatever your situation may be, God is still in control. We can trust him. If he brought you this far, he will take you on through. Yes, trust in him. That's come from waiting on the Lord. But we have to wait upon the Lord because his timing is not our timing. His thoughts is not our thought. So what we're thinking about, God have foreseen what we can even imagine or think. So also waiting upon the Lord, saints of God, is to renew our strength spiritually. I've said Isaiah 40 and 31, it said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with eagles, with wings of eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. As barley exercise profits little, and it does profit, spiritual exercise also make us to mature in the things of the Lord. As our world is fat and lazy, so do we become if we have all that we want and never have a problem. We shall mount up on eagle wing. So in other words, thanks to God, if you just sit around, do nothing, don't exercise, you're going to become fat and lazy. You're going to split. Well, have one of them low self-esteem. Well, the devil maybe. No, the devil didn't put that plate up to you or that spoon up to your mouth. You did it. If you don't go out there and exercise, you did it. Because the opportunity out there. But we are to exercise not on our physical, but our spiritual strength. Yes. In other words, we got to continue to pray. We got to continue to have faith. We got to continue to read and study. We got to continue to take the word of God and believe and stand up on it and soar like an eagle, no matter what the circumstances may be. Because we shall mount up as eagles if we wait upon the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord causes us to hope in him. When we wait upon the Lord, it's increased our hope in him. 1 John 3, verse 2 and 3 said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and is thou not yet appear what we should be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. So the older we get, the more problem we are enduring, the more we long for home. So in other words, thanks God, as we become older and everything, because when I was 15, 16, man, I wasn't unstoppable. I think I can go out there and do anything. But as now, as age catching up with me, I'm like, don't bother me. Leave me alone. I want to go take me a shower and go to sleep. I don't even want to eat. I'm tired. So, you know, but anyway, but we put our hope in him. He will give us that strength. You know, like I said, I'm not perfect. Because sometimes, you know, when I come off the job or whatever, I do be tired. But instead of just putting my hope where it belongs, sometimes I put it in me. Lord, I'm just tired. I'm just this and everything. My wife always tell me, well, you can just rest, do this or do that. But in my mind, yeah, the body's saying this one thing, but my, you know, my heart's saying another one. And I let flesh sometimes take control. I'm sure, you know, I know I'm the only one does that, but, you know, we have to really be careful and have a mindset on putting our hope in him. Psalm 42:5 says, while thou cast down, O my soul, and while thou disputest in me, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the hope of his countenance. So in other words, thanks to God, we can put our hope in ourselves. We can't put our hope in our friends. We can't put our hope in our family. We can't put our hope in something. We got to put our hope in God. That's where our hope come from. It come from in God. As we wait upon God, we see how to wait upon God. We must wait quietly. Because if we don't wait quietly, we cannot hear God's still small voice inside of us when we drown him out with all the calamities of the world that gain our attention. So in other words, thanks to God, we got to be quiet. Sometimes we just have to just close the door, don't want to be bothered, don't let nobody bother, and just meditate on the word. Just calm yourself down. Just calm yourself down. Because sometimes I had a TV on and be dead asleep, you know, on it. But it just relaxes me. Or I can have the radio on, not listen to it, but just that noise in the back, little something in the background. I have a habit of doing that. Tammy always tell me, well, why you got this on? I can't sleep with this on, or I can't sleep with that on. But, you know, for me, it's relaxing me. So, you know, going to different things now, what relaxes me and just calms me down is doing puzzles and little word books or something, or coloring. You know, that calms me down now, you know, and everything. So, but it relaxes me. You know, everybody have their own way of relaxing in their quiet time, you know, on it. But, you know, but we have to find a quiet time, you know, before we can hear that still small voice. He ain't gonna have no balance. Hey, this is me. It's God. This is your Lord. You know, I'm speaking now, you know, with the trumpet and the drums and everything. But it's still small voice inside that you listen to, that come, you know, that let you know that I am God. I am speaking. That conscience in you will bring that to you. Also, waiting upon the Lord, thanks to God, is full. We have to be full of trust. Doubting God's style that he wants to do in our life and for us. What he wants to do in our life and what he wants to do for us. His word and his promise are unfailing truth. And it honors him when we live out our faith and trust and confidence in him. So in other words, thanks God, we cannot put our trust in man. We have to put our trust in him. As we wait upon the Lord, we have to be steadfastly. It can be so tempting to act on impulse or to follow the advice of others. Sometimes somebody might tell you something and everything. Yeah, that sounds good. Good idea. I'm going to try that myself. But that might not be for you. We have to be quiet and wait on God, making sure that it is God speaking to us. Because sometimes we jump out there ahead of God, and it might not be for us, and we might take the wrong course of action.
Yes.
So while God may use other circumstances to lead you, what you are hearing and experiencing must always square off with God's word. So, like I said, somebody might say, well, it might work for somebody else, and you, it might sound good to you, but make sure whatever they telling you that is square off with God's word. If it's not straying off with God's word, just leave it alone. Just keep on going. Say, yeah, it sound good, but, you know, God's word, what the Spirit is revealing to me, don't match up with your advice right now. You know, so we got to wait on God and on His timing. Also, waiting upon the Lord, it brings us courage. It make us courageous. It brings us courage. Sometimes waiting requires courage to go through the difficult and harsh situation that we go through. God often strengthens us through trials and strength, increasing our faith, even as His hand still upholds us. So, other ways, thanks to God, even through the difficult times, things might not seem like we want them to go, or what we think the way they should go, but yes, God, He increasing our faith. He is upholding us. He is not going to let us fall. We can, like I said before, you can take that to the bank. God, word, God, trust is true. Waiting upon the Lord, it builds anticipation, transfer our character, and build intimacy and dependence upon God. So when we wait upon God, we participate. If somebody promised you something in the physical, you're going to be looking for it. If somebody said, I got $1 million for you, you're going to be building up that anticipation. Yeah, I'm waiting on it and bring it to me. Or I'm waiting to get it. But we got to wait upon the Lord. Lord, He said that we got the victory.
Amen.
So in other words, thanks God, as we waiting upon the Lord, at the end result, no matter all the trials and tribulation that we is going through, the end result, we will have the victory if we wait upon the Lord. And it, as we waiting, it builds that intimate and dependence upon God.
Amen.
Whatever that the certain circumstances may be, or the problem that we may have, or that we prayed for, or we hope for, or have faith in, it builds that intimate relationship. Because if we have that faith in God and we depend upon Him, it shall come to pass. So we see, thanks to God, no matter what the circumstance is, waiting upon the God, waiting upon the Lord, we will have the victory.
Amen.
We see in Psalm 25:5 said, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the Lord, God of my salvation. On thee will I wait all the days. So in other words, thanks to God, we got to wait. No matter, these right here, what I'm giving you now is what it means to wait upon the Lord. It's scriptures that we can turn to encourage us and build us up. Psalm 27:14 said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I said, upon the Lord. Psalms 37:7 says, wait in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who profits his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked device to pass. Psalm 37:34 says, Wait upon the Lord and keep his ways, and he shall exhort thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I know I'm going a little fast, thanks to God, but like I said, these are those scriptures that just encourage scriptures that we can go back and study later for encouraging while we're waiting upon the Lord. Psalms 52 and verse 9 said, I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. So in other words, saints of God, while we waiting, we can be praising and giving thanks. Psalm 62 and 5 said, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. So whatever you're expecting, saints of God, expect it from God, not from man or not for something, but from God. Psalms 123, verse 2 says, behold, as the eye of the servant look upon the hands of thy master, and as the eye of the maiden unto the hands of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord, our God, until that he have mercy upon us. So we have to keep our eyes and our heart focused on God. Psalms 130, verse 5 said, I will wait upon the Lord, my soul thou dost wait, and his word do I hope. Proverbs 20 and 22 said, said not thou, I will reprehend evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. But you might say, I'm already saved. Yes. But he might save you from that disaster that's ahead of you. You know, you never know. If you're walking out the door today, out of this building today, the Lord might tell you to turn left instead of turning right. But we wait upon the Lord. He'll save you from that disaster. He's not just being saved for salvation, but save you from disaster itself. Isaiah 8 and 17 said, and I shall wait upon the Lord that hid his save from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. So we should continue to look for the Lord in our circumstances, and most of all, for the return, for the second coming. Lamentation 3 and 26 said, it is good that man shall both hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Hosea 12 and 6 said, therefore turn thou to the God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on the God, on the thy God continually. Isaiah 40 and 31, as we already read, wait upon the Lord, he shall renew your strength. Now the question is, what does it mean to wait upon the God? Wait upon the Lord? To wait upon the Lord is to put your trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. We see that in Hebrew 10, verse 35-36, it said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense or reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye may receive the promise. So wait upon the Lord means to be obedient to the Lord. James 1 and 22 said, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. So we just can't hear the word. We got to do the word. Mark 11, 22 and 20 to 24 said, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe they that 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 things which he said shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So wait upon the Lord, saints of God. In Jeremiah 33:3 said, the Lord said, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thy great and marvelous thing which thou knowest not. So if we call upon the Lord, God gonna show things that we can't even imagine. Through the Holy Spirit, you know, it will show us. That's his job. Mm-hmm. To bring back to our memories, to show us, to remind us. Yes. So we see, thanks to God, there's promise, there's good things in waiting upon the Lord. Amen. In conclusion, thanks to God, waiting upon the Lord is not for his benefit, but for our benefit. It is in the waiting that our heart are realigned and refreshed. It is in the waiting that we find the answer and discover God's wisdom for circumstances, situation, rather than merely our own. As you wait upon the Lord, allow his strength and hope to fill your heart, knowing that in his presence is everything that you will ever need. So as we wait upon the Lord, be of good cheer, and he shall direct your paths.